The No Sweat News for Friday's quiz features Ratfest tickets, so keep these in mind. Police have arrested... Hey, let's play the game. Guess who was hammered?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Police have arrested the guy for trying to drive up a ski slope.
Oh, that guy.
I think that guy was hammered.
Wind Hall, Vermont, the place. Cops Friday evening about 11 o'clock got a call about a guy trying to drive his Range Rover up the ski mountain.
Oh, boy.
Guess what happened to him? He got stuck.
Yeah, I figured that. How far did he get up?
Didn't have snow tires, maybe.
Maybe he didn't have snow tires. Maybe he didn't have a lift ticket. There's easier ways to get to the top.
Maybe he didn't have sobriety either.
That is the case. When police got there, they arrested Frederick Brechter of Shelter Island, New York.
Yay!
For trying to drive up a ski slope.
Good idea there, Fred.
I'm going for it! I'm getting to the top of the mountain!
Seriously.
I'm going for it! Hey, why is my car stalling out?
Didn't have to do much to pull him over, apparently. Although they probably had to borrow a snowmobile.
Does it have to be said that you shouldn't try driving up a mountain?
A ski slope?
Most people should figure that one out for themselves.
This next guy, he should have stopped for a cocktail to go over his plan before he tried to pull this off. Ooh. Dateline, England. Police had to rescue a car thief who somehow got locked inside the car he was robbing.
How do you do that? You're in control. Unlock the door with your hand.
They got a call Sunday evening, about the same time as this schmuck on the ski slope, when somebody saw a guy who was, quote, acting suspiciously inside a Ford Focus. When police got there, they said, sure enough, he looks like he's suspicious, and they noticed the plates matched a stolen vehicle report.
Why didn't he just roll down the window?
There's so many ways he could have avoided this. He
broken the window?
Yeah. Anything. It's not his car.
Maybe he promised the fence that it wouldn't be damaged.
Sir, not a good car thief.
Okay. Dateline, Florida. Capital of the No Sweat News for our third and final story of the day. A woman in Winter Springs, Florida has been arrested for driving a getaway car for her 15-year-old son during an armed robbery.
Oh, what, huh?
Just to double take.
What?
Because I knew you might need this. The teenage son robbed the Circle K. She drove the getaway car.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, before you cast aspersions.
No.
He's too young to drive. We wouldn't want him to break the law by driving without a driver's license. He's only 15.
Oh, that's hysterical.
A mom.
And this mom's name is Olivia Soprano. Like, who encourages a life of crime with your 15-year-old child?
Well, the story goes that the kid did not wear gloves during the robbery, so police pulled the prints off the robbery note he used. Not to be picky here, but we're talking the Circle K grocery store, not a bank. You don't use a note for a convenience or grocery store.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
in and out.
Well, anyway, gloves would be a good idea if you were using a note. Mom and son got busted because cops traced the fingerprints to the house. And they found the ski mask and other clothing that matched the robbery at the house.
That's amazing. Wow.
Stop right there. That stuff needs to go into the trash on your way home somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Don't leave
find
that
like
stuff.
A dumpster.
Yeah.
That's not what you leave around the house.
Burn it, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't bring it home.
Wow.
I swear to God, I feel like God's his fourth grade math teacher breaking out my red pen and all the mistakes on this No Sweat News story.
Well, they need to go back to criminal school.
We're going
to
send the 15-year-old in with the gun to rob the Circle K.
No. Ma Barker.
Sounds like the Big Lebowski reboot here for a minute.
My gosh.
That's the No Sweat News quiz for today. Ratfest tickets on the No Sweat News quiz. If you miss any of the episodes, click the podcast link, the left side nav bar of WRAT.com, because all the episodes will be there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.